Good morning, everyone. This is Danny Mack, and you're listening to Starting Right. Occasionally throughout our week, we present to you an episode from our first 400. It's a repeat episode, but I'm bringing you some of the very best ones. Today's episode originally broadcast on April the 6th of 2020, and little did I know just how important this broadcast was. Here is Running a Marathon. This morning, I want to tell you a story about a man by the name of John Stephen Aquari. Now, before I tell you his story, I need to let you know that I have a great admiration for long-distance runners, particularly those who run the marathon. Anyone who can run 42 kilometers and survive is certainly worth my respect. When I was a lot younger, I was a sprinter. I liked running for 15 seconds and then quitting. But these guys that can run for hours and survive amaze me. Well, John Stephen Aquari was a marathon runner. And in 1968 in Mexico City, he was running the marathon in the Olympics. As the race began, he lined up and ran with the pack. Because they were running in Mexico City, Aquari soon had cramps in his legs and had to slow down, and he fell back from the pack that he was in and realized very soon that he was not going to be amongst the top group that were going to finish this race. Because of the altitude and the heat, runners began to drop out of the race. At the 30-kilometer mark, Aquari found himself back in another group that was running together. This time, as they were jostling for position, Aquari fell, and as he fell, he cut his knee badly and dislocated the knee. He also landed very hard with his shoulder on the pavement. The medical staff ran out to him very quickly, and they wrapped up his knee, and they helped him get to his feet and were guiding him to the side to get him out of the way so that he could quit the race. He said, "No, I'm going to finish the race," and he went back on the track with a dislocated knee, a messed up shoulder, and blood still oozing from his wound. He continued on the race for that last 12 kilometers. All along the way now, he couldn't really run. He sort of shuffled as the best he could, one leg moving just a little, the next leg taking a little bit larger step, and soon everyone else who had remained in the race had passed him. He knew he was in last place. He kept running. He ran until he got to the stadium. You see, he arrived at the stadium over an hour behind the first place finishers. He completed his race, and as he crossed the finish line, his team came out to him and helped him, and they put him in their arms, and they lifted him up, and they began to treat his knee that was now really sore and still bleeding. Reporters came and gathered around him, and they asked him, "Why did you complete this race? Why didn't you just quit? I mean, there were so many that left just because of the altitude and the cramps they were getting. Why would you complete this race with this injury that you had, particularly when you knew you had no chance of winning?" His answer was this: "My country did not send me 5,000 miles to start the race." He said, "They sent me 5,000 miles to finish the race." When the coronavirus first made its appearance and we were aware of it, many of us thought it was going to be a sprint, and our lives would continue on as normally as possible. But this, what we thought was going to be a sprint, has now turned into a very real marathon. Marathons are harder. Marathons take endurance. Marathons take perseverance. And if you're not used to running a marathon, you will be wondering how to get through it. Well, we're not alone. That's the biggest part. We've got God with us, on our side, for us, and helping us. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it says that we have more than that. It says, "Therefore we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith." We are not alone. Christ is with us. And not only is he with us, the saints in heaven are cheering for you right now. You have got witnesses in heaven who are on your side, wanting to encourage you right now. We are not alone. God is with us. God has got the strength and power that we need, and we will finish this race. No matter how beat up we feel, no matter how discouraged we may feel, we will get through. So this morning, I want to encourage you, stand up. Put your shoulders back. Decide, I'm in this race to finish it. I will not let the race beat me, and I will do that starting today. God bless.